B-Pod Studios.
Charlotte's number one hit music station, Kiss 95.1.
You guys are great. I just started listening to you guys last year. And believe it or not, I still don't know what y'all look like.
Don't look.
It might disappoint you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
Feeling it on a Friday morning, y'all. It is rainy. It is cold. It is awful. But y'all, it's Friday.
Hey!
Today is Friday, Roy. Today is Friday. Having a party at Lorraine's house.
I'm sorry. I thought you were I screwed it up.
No, you didn't.
You were passing Let's try it again.
Off. I didn't communicate.
Yeah.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
I'll go.
Okay.
Party at Lorraine's house tonight.
I'm hoping to be drunk.
Who's gonna knock over the tree?
Don't say that.
I hope not.
That's a big tree to knock over.
If we, you know, like trees fall on houses. If you knock over the Lorraine's Christmas tree, it does the same amount of damage.
Yeah,
it'll take out walls. It will take out the roof.
We're stressing Lorraine out.
You guys were kind of stressing me out.
We're going to talk about it later.
Okay.
Because Amanda asked me questions last night, and I had no answers.
Like what?
And I went to bed because I didn't want to take the wrath.
Like what time? What are we eating?
Wearing is her
business. Those are simple questions.
I know, but everyone's asking me about like what the menu is tonight, and I'm like, jeez.
What do you mean? You said you were hosting the party.
I know, but when I throw a party on a normal basis, I don't have 8 people asking me what I'm serving. Like, you're either eat before you come or don't eat. I don't know what to tell you.
No food.
Well, no, hold on. That was the question because Manny was like, well, when do we come? And she said 7. And he goes, well, I'm going to be hungry by then. And then she said, we're having appetizers.
Heavy.
I said, I have heavy appetizers. That's a normal thing for a party. If it was a dinner party, I would make you guys a whole meal.
No, you don't have to. But if that's what you're going to do, just tell us so that we know. Because, like, Amanda wants to bring stuff.
I told you, it's heavy appetizers, buddy.
Okay.
Maybe we should push it to 8 so we have enough time to go to dinner and then do game night.
No, that's too late.
That's too late?
Mm-hmm. I got to get out of the house.
Yeah.
Let's just accept the fact that Roy and I will probably be postmating things around like 8:30.
Guys, it's not. I'm telling you, it's going to be enough food.
I'm bringing Domino's.
No, and I'm not asking to be high.
Possible.
to be impossible. I just want to bring stuff.
Yeah, no.
I know Amanda does too.
I'm bringing brownies.
I have a whole thing.
Plus, Amanda's got this skirt she's dying to wear. She's got this holiday skirt.
Let her wear a skirt.
But she doesn't want to be overdressed.
I'm not dressing up.
Oh, I'm not dressing up either.
I'll dress up a little bit.
I'm going to wear what I'm wearing right now.
Amanda's going to be overdressed.
Unless Sterling tells me to change, then I'll change. But as of right now, this is my stance, and I hope I don't have to change.
Listen, I went shopping yesterday, so I have like a whole new wardrobe. And it started this whole thing between me and Dallas.
Really?
A whole thing.
Oh, good.
I was lying about something. I had to show him receipts.
Oh,
like,
beautiful.
It was a whole thing. Yeah.
Beautiful. We're going to talk about that later on in the show, too. All right, let's get settled in.
It's within the 5 minutes of the show, and I have so many things I want to talk about now.
I know. That means it's going to be a great show. So we are here on a Friday. The legendary free-for-all kicks off at 7:45.
Uh-huh.
And when we come back right after Shade, we'll talk about our days in 30 seconds. Don't go anywhere, you guys. It's MRL.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1 with the Manny, Roy, and the Ren Morning Show. My voice.
Do you guys know what today is?
What's today?
I don't.
It's Friday.
Yeah?
But it's Friday of what date?
Oh my gosh, it's Friday the 13th. I didn't even notice that.
Friday the 13th, Loren. Are you superstitious?
Yeah, kind of. Why would you tell me this?
Did you know, I found out an interesting fact about Friday the 13th, and it totally makes sense. Look at this, Roy. Read this. Right
here. If a month starts on Sunday, it will have a Friday the 13th. Interesting.
Very interesting.
I checked out the math. That checks out. Yes. Isn't that cool? I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah?
The 14th and then the 15th would be Saturday the 14th, Friday the 13th.
That's great. Are you scared?
No, but my mom had to have surgery done, and the only date they had a couple years ago was Friday the 13th. It was the only date open, and the nurse told my mom, who was making the appointment, that people don't like to book surgeries on Friday the 13th.
That's why it was open? Mm-hmm. That's funny.
Yep.
I can get that. I see that.
We need to talk about it later on in the show, though, because people are totally superstitious, and they might do specific things, you know. Like on their way into work this morning.
I feel like I need a lucky rabbit's foot today for our party tonight.
It is rainy. Be careful.
I know. That is true.
If you get in an accident on Friday the 13th.
That is true. I knew somebody who would only drive in the center lane of the highway on Friday the 13th. Not they were afraid of like hitting the wall or going off road.
Wow. So random.
Yeah, I know. Very random. All right, what you got coming up in the dirty?
All right, Justin Bieber put out a big announcement on Instagram last night, and I'll tell you what it is. If you missed it, it's coming up in 2 minutes in the dirty.
I am gay.
Oh. Not that announcement.
Oh, okay.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. KS95.1.
So it looks like Justin Bieber fans will finally get new music early next year. Now, the singer made the announcement on social media yesterday, posting three pictures that simply read 2020. And he's saying that it's pretty much done. And it'll be out very soon, early 2020. Now, if this thing comes out the first week or like New Year's Day, I'm going to be really upset. But it is coming out. And he says that he's excited to put it out and get on tour again. He feels so ready. Mm. Like, you feel ready now, but after 2 months on tour, you're climbing trees and being weird. Forbes just put out their top 100 most powerful women's list. And just some of the celebrities that are on there are...
Ariana Grande?
I have the highlights. I don't have the full list in front of me because it's 100 women. But I have Beyonce, Taylor Swift, Rihanna, Reese Witherspoon.
Ellen?
I don't have the whole list. I'll have the whole list up at kiss95.1.com if you want to see if your favorites are on there. Oprah is also on there.
I feel like you're yelling at me.
Nicole, I'm very yelly this morning.
Nicole Weaver?
I'm sorry. Nicole Weaver is not on the list. Mm,
that you know.
That I can confirm, yes. Also, Niall, we have some audio, and this is really funny. He was on Jimmy Fallon, The Tonight Show, and Jimmy had him read The Night Before Christmas, but in different accents, and it's hilarious.
And Mama and her kerchief and I and my cat had just kicked back for a little cat nap.
When out of the roof, there was such a clatter. I sprang from my bed to see how you say. What was the matter?
Good.
Yeah, he did do some good accents. Jessica Biel is back on social media after her husband was caught in some very interesting photos, and he apologized for them. Now, she did not, like, fully remove herself. She just hadn't posted since then, and she did come back on. She looked very relaxed in a video. It was a group photo shoot. Justin was not in it, but he did leave a supportive comment with heart emoji eyes, and this is right before the trailer for her season 3 of The Sinner comes out. So, it's convenient timing.
Right.
Yeah. But that is your dirty.
Thanks, Lauren. Almost all Americans are guilty of these dangerous driving behaviors. Let's go around the room, and we have to be open and admit.
Oh, you guys know, I will admit I'm a terrible driver.
To whether or not we're guilty of these. We'll do it in less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Kiss 95.1. That's Maroon 5 with the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show. Going around the room here, what's some of the dangerous driving behaviors that you'll admit to?
By the way, feel free to jump in too, any of you guys or gals, 704-570-9595, if you want to admit to any of these naughty driving behaviors.
I would say my number one thing that I do that is very naughty, that creates all of my other naughty habits in the car, is not wearing my glasses.
You think it starts there?
You have 10, like, minus 10, 20 vision.
I know, it's really bad.
Yeah, so we found this article from Value Penguin, one of our favorite websites. and the most common dangerous behaviors involve...
Just yell out guilty. if any of them match what Roy reads.
Okay. The most common is eating while driving.
Over texting.
Over texting.
Really?
Yeah, eating while driving was 67%, while using your phone was only 58%.
Hmm. Yeah, guilty of eating, and I'll tell you why. I think a lot of us don't feel like it's that dangerous. Like, we've been ingrained in our heads that texting and driving is dangerous, mm-hmm. but nobody's saying, don't eat a burger or take a sip of a drink
but
while
I'm
driving.
I'm not looking at the burger. I'm just shoving it in my mouth.
But if you drop something on yourself, you're going to look down.
I guess you're right.
It's just not being 100% focused and concentrating on the wheel on the road.
The third most dangerous behavior, changing the music. Well, everyone.
Oh, we all do that.
See, more reasons why you better not change this radio station.
Forget it now, though. I have Apple CarPlay in my car, which basically puts the apps, like, I have the iPhone on my dash now.
Yeah, you can, like, read your text messages. Like, why are your text messages coming up on your screen? That's what I want to know.
They're audio. You can't see them while driving.
Yeah, but they still pop up so you can see that somebody texted you.
No, that's true.
This is the number fourth most dangerous behavior, speeding, mm-hmm. not wearing guilty. A seatbelt.
Not guilty.
Not guilty.
Tending to a child.
People still don't wear their seatbelts.
Yeah, I always wear my seatbelt.
It just automatically comes on.
Although I was in a U-Haul when I was moving, and I guess this U-Haul was built back before fat people existed. The seatbelt didn't fit. What? Because mm-hmm. that's what I get in a car and a seatbelt doesn't exist, mm-hmm. I'm like, what is it, 1980? I'm sorry.
I don't even know that U-Hauls have seatbelts. Like, we drove from Pennsylvania to Miami in a U-Haul, and it broke down in every single state, but I vividly remember it not having seatbelts.
I just know I got into the driver's seat of this U-Haul, big old truck, and I'm like, well, if I die, oh well. That's what can you do? Doesn't fit.
Hey, U-Haul, not everyone that drives your cars is the Peloton girl.
Yeah. Let's see here. Tending to a child, tending to a pet.
Tending to a child is big.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to. You're not even supposed to have a mirror. So, like, you'll know this, Loren. If maybe a lot of you that don't even know,
really?
Loren announced earlier this week that she's pregnant and due with a baby boy in June.
Mm-hmm.
But the police told us when we put the car seat in that you shouldn't have the mirror because the mirror is distracting. Your eyes off the road.
Yeah, but...
I mean,
all I have to do is look in my rearview mirror to see in the mirror to see the baby.
That's true, but don't forget, you're going to have a rear-facing car seat again with the baby, and they put a mirror up on the back seat so that when you look back, you can see
right.
into
I know,
the,
what's that's
the,
my point.
But what's the point of the mirror to begin with?
Make sure the baby's okay.
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't you hear if something's not okay?
Not necessarily.
No. Really?
Quiet's not a good sign.
Okay. Well, that's the...
But damn, I can't believe I made it to work safe this morning based on that.
You did all of those things.
I did all of them. I'll tell you the one that I do that's not on there, and it's the easiest, is like, I'm so curious about things around me. Like, oh, construction's going on over there? What are they building?
You're a rubbernecker, huh?
I don't slow down. That's even more dangerous. Oh. I just take my eyes off the road.
I'm the same way. Like, all of a sudden, Sterling will grab my arm and I have to slam on the brakes. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I was looking at this billboard.
Bro.
He's like, what? Did you see it? Smoke was coming out of the billboard. How cool was that?
It's the same thing as me, and Amanda's in the car, and she goes, how do you not get into daily accidents? Because she's like, babe, slow down.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm telling you, it's not that bad. Like, I do it.
Yeah, and then sometimes it's not even anything cool. I'm just, like, looking at the car beside me.
Is that somebody's fender on the shoulder?
Focus.
Yeah, focus is right. All right, we'll put that list up at kiss951.com. You can go look at it, dangerous driving habits. But up next, we've got to get into tonight's big event at Loren's house.
The Christmas soiree.
If that's not stressful enough, you said you and Dow got into it.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. We'll find out less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Kiss 95.1 with the Maney, Roy, and the Red Morning Show. Tonight is the night.
Yes, it is. And y'all are stressing me out.
We only had basic questions because my wife is asking me questions. We're doing a game night at Loren's house.
Yes.
My wife's like, what is everyone wearing? And what are we bringing?
Yeah. But no, those weren't your only questions. And it wasn't the first time I was asked this question. Yesterday, you guys were like, so what are we having for dinner? Or what's on the menu? And I was like, okay. I was like, well, I'm doing heavy appetizers, so I have a ton of food, but you know, and then everyone wanted to know what was on the menu. And I was like, does that matter? Like, if it's heavy appetizers, I will have a plethora of food for you to choose from. Are you not going to come if you don't like the food?
But it does. It does because you have unique taste. And so, like, heavy appetizers to some people might be bagel bites with pepperoni bagel bites. Okay. Your heavy appetizers may be some weird squid ink thing.
Well, caviar, and
yeah, caviar and squid.
So,
I don't know.
So that's like Roy's rub. My question is like, well, Amanda might... Like, she makes great buffalo chicken dip, and she might want to bring that to bring something so we don't come out empty-handed, but you're already having that.
Yes.
That's why I'm asking.
Okay, so I've got buffalo chicken dip. I've got chicken skewers. I've got bruschetta, because it's not, you don't say bruschetta.
Oh, bruschetta.
It's bruschetta.
Mm-hmm.
I have deviled eggs. I have, I think I say this wrong. Roy, you're going to have to correct me because you looked it up this morning, but spinacopita things that you throw in the oven.
Oh, yeah, it's like
spanakopita, whatever it is.
What, Loren?
By the way, it's a pastry with spinach in it, which...
Yeah.
It's gross.
Pretty much.
Don't make a lot of that.
No. Okay. And I have, like, cookies and little cupcakes and, like...
All right, so it sounds like food is set.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll just bring alcohol.
Okay.
And, like, maybe a dessert or something. I don't know. You just said you had cookies. Amanda doesn't want to come empty-handed.
I have cookies and cupcakes and that kind of stuff. I'm not drinking, so if you guys would bring your own alcohol, that would be fantastic. And we're going to play games, and it's going
to
be great.
I know it's going to be fun. Okay. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to end up going, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Now,
there's
going
to be dominoes in my car. If you
let your me trunk. Know. We'll Everybody keeps going outside. I'm like, where the heck is everyone going?
Roy's got the dominoes on the hood of his car to keep it warm.
We're all just secretly running away.
Do you want me to get pizza? Is that just easier?
No.
Okay.
Whatever's easier for you, honestly. It's your party.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know why you're doing all the cooking. That's exactly what I would have done. I'm like, there's a pizza and coupon somewhere, and that's all I'm doing.
So why is Dal stressed?
Oh, he's not stressed. We had a thing last night, and it had nothing to do with the party, but I think everyone's just a little high strung around the holidays. Destination Maternity in South Park is closing.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, and I didn't know that. So somebody told me yesterday at like 12 o'clock, and they're only open for like 11 more days. So I wanted to go.
But are people not getting pregnant anymore?
I don't know. I guess not. I guess they're buying clothes online, which is the last thing I want to do in my pregnancy. But so I went over there and I got like $1,000 worth of clothes. I'm not even kidding, for like $300. So I come back in with like all these bags, and Dallas doesn't believe me. He's like, there's no way you got that amount of clothes for $300. Like, you're lying, Loren. I know you're lying.
Kid smart.
I'm like, I'm not lying. Yeah, do you want to see my receipt?
But you have, in the past, pulled the wool over your husband.
I have.
Eyes.
And you know
You've had to use other money and other secret tricks.
But let this be a lesson to me, and this is why I hide my purchases, because it starts a fight. So I was like, you know what? It's my fault for thinking that I could just walk through the door with four bags of clothes and you would be okay with it.
How long is someone at the store to buy over $1,000 worth of clothes and only pay $300 because the sale's so good?
I was probably there for an hour and a half. And I had to try on clothes in like groups. Like I had to do like this corner of the store and then the next part of the store because I was so overwhelmed.
Did Elena go with you?
No, I went by myself.
Who was giving you advice? Who were you taking pictures and sending them to Kara, your friend?
No.
No?
I was just,
getting what you want.
The prices were so good that I was like, if I wear this once, it's worth it.
So... That's funny in itself.
Like there were t-shirts for like, no, I swear to God, there were like t-shirts for $4. Yeah. Like what? Yeah.
So did you show the receipt and he believed you?
Yes, or he wanted to see the receipt.
Okay, there was no discrepancies.
There was no discrepancies.
Okay.
And when I tell you the receipt was probably from my shoulder to the floor, he was like,
oh, oh my God.
So funny, like him going through it and finally getting to the bottom and being like, oh. Well, okay.
Did he put his accountant visor on?
Yeah,
that's visor funny. That the bankers wear?
You know, that means, because at the top of the receipt had to have been the full price and it was discounted at the bottom.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, $600 for this.
Yeah.
Oh, $400 for this. He gets to get angry, and then he gets to the very end.
Will you be wearing an outfit tonight from Destination Maternity?
Probably. At least jeans. Like, I didn't have any jeans that fit.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
So it was nice to go and get jeans yesterday.
Good. Okay. All right. Well, thanks, Loren. We'll have an update on the party Monday at this time, but it should be a lot of fun. Game night at Loren's house, everybody.
Yay.
If you know where the chateau is, stop by and say hi. Up next, we've got to talk. Speaking of Christmas parties, Ashley DM'd us, Roy. And Ashley needs a Christmas party date.
She does. She doesn't want to go alone to her Christmas party, and she thinks maybe someone in her audience can help. We'll find out. It's coming up after Adele, Rolling in the Deep with Kiss 95.1.
WNKS Charlotte. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Ashley, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
We're great.
What's going on, Ashley?
I have a question for you guys. Mm-hmm. I have a holiday party tomorrow night. And I was supposed to take this guy, but he's sick. And I'm in a bind now because the girls in my office are dying to meet this guy. And they've been wanting me to be with someone for a while because I've been single for the past couple of years. But I've been telling them, oh, don't worry. My new boyfriend's coming, even though he's not really my boyfriend. He's just my friend. but he's sick. And they really want me to see me with someone. And I know they're going to give me crap for not having somebody.
Yeah, so, Roy's available.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have awkward conversations. No, I would be the worst date. I wouldn't know what to talk about. I'd probably embarrass you.
Wait,
and then if it doesn't have good food and good drinks, I'm out.
I don't understand. Why is that such a big deal?
They're just these older ladies in my office, and they're always like, you need to be with someone. They're trying to hook me up with people, and I don't want them to hook up me up with people.
But have you already, like... Have you already made this, like, a big deal to them, or would they even notice that you were not coming with a date?
Oh, no, I've made a big deal of it, because, like, I want them to get off my back.
So you showed them pictures of your friend and lied and said, this is my boyfriend, and he's coming, and then they'll give him the fifth degree about you, and they'll corner him, and they'll be laughing about you guys and having a good time, and he can't go. Yeah. So just say he's sick.
Yeah, exactly. So I need someone to fill in so that it's easy for me.
Now, this is a movie plot or a Hallmark plot.
Yeah, right?
Just go without someone. Who cares what those old biddies think?
I'm just going to talk about it the whole time.
Okay. So what do you want us to do? Like solicit on the radio that you need someone to go for a one-night party?
I mean, that would help.
A one-night party with a stranger that you don't even know each other.
Well, I could get to know him, and then, you know, it'll make it easy.
But if you guys don't get along, or you're not attracted to him, or, I mean...
It's either the beginning of a rom-com or the beginning of a horror flick.
Yeah, right? He could be a complete...
Both featured on Lifetime.
Well, I think I can make this work.
Oh, my God. You're not going to believe this.
A good friend.
Ashley... There's somebody on hold who says that he's into this. Hold on.
Dan, can you hear us?
Yeah, hey. Yeah, I can hear you.
You want to go on this holiday party?
Yeah, I'm game.
You heard everything?
Yeah, I heard everything. Yeah.
So you're good to play a boyfriend even though you've never met this person?
Yeah, I think it'd be like a fun story to kind of, you know, tell later. Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
Let's do this. I'm going to throw you guys on hold. We'll do a song. Let's get a picture and a little background off the air on Dan. And then we'll fire everything over to Ashley. And then Ashley can look at it, check it out during the song. And then we'll come back and she can decide whether or not she wants to do this. Because I don't want to set her up. I don't want to be part of something awkward.
I just don't know anyone who would want to go to somebody's holiday party. I mean, that's essentially a blind date.
The last time we tried to do something like this, I think the guy turned out to be married. Dan, are you married?
I am not, no. I'm not married.
Yeah, it's a start.
That's good news.
Yeah, it's a start. All right, hold on. We're building a holiday special, you guys. Don't go anywhere. We'll come back with Dan and Ashley on Kiss.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. In the middle of doing something really, really important here.
Ashley, welcome back to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hi.
So we sent over the photo of Dan.
Yeah, I got it.
What do you think?
Hello.
So he's handsome.
He's really in shape.
Okay.
He's wearing fit photo.
Okay, let me bring him back.
I want to know if he's better or worse than her first date.
Yeah, but how do you explain? So when you're at the party and everyone's going to be asking you about him, are you going to have to come up with an elaborate backstory that you guys have known each other for months? And how are you going to keep up with that and remember that?
I mean, it's going to be easy. I'm good at this. I don't know if he's good at this, but he's going to just go along, go with the flow.
Well, how long do the ladies at the office think you've been together?
About a month or two. I've been lying to them about a month.
Dan, are you a good liar?
Yeah, I've taken some improv classes.
Oh, my God.
Good liar, everybody.
I don't know if this is like a match made in heaven or like we're starting like something crazy here.
Okay, so let's go through again in case people are just joining us. Ashley's got a Christmas party that she has to go to tomorrow night. The girls in her office, the ladies in her office want her to have a boyfriend really bad. Her boyfriend, who's really her friend, is sick and can't go. So you're asking for a fill-in. Dan answered the call. By the way, Dan wasn't the only one. We got Mike on the line, too. But I don't want to make this a whole thing.
Yeah.
Let's just stick with one.
It becomes The Bachelor.
So he just needs to have a backstory that you guys have been together for almost 2 months.
Yes.
Favorite movie?
How about Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Okay, that's easy to remember. I think that could be a good one.
All right, what drink is he going to get for you at the party?
A Cosmo.
Okay. Are we sure that he's smart enough to remember all this?
Maybe can...
I got it. I'm writing it down.
Oh, good. I was going to say, write it on your wrist or something.
Dan, favorite movie?
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Good answer.
This is going to be horribly... Horribly, it's going to go bad. I just know it.
I kind of want to go with them.
So funny. All right, good luck, you guys. Now listen, Monday morning at this time, I want you guys to call back in and let us know how it goes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All right, so we just heard Ashley and Dan. They're going to be going on that holiday Christmas company Christmas party. But we have Lee on the phone, and Lee thinks this is an awful idea. He wants to talk to Ashley. We have Lee on with the Mandy Roy of the Ram Morning Show in 2 minutes with Kiss 95.1.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1 with the Mandy Roy and the Ram Morning Show.
You guys, this is Lee in Charlotte. What's up, Lee?
Hey, how's it going?
Going okay. So what did you want to say?
I just want to say I would suggest that she not do that because... It seems all good, but, like, I did that. I actually hired an escort to come to my Christmas party, and it went south real quick. She got super sick, was very inappropriate, spent the time with her in the bathroom, just vomiting.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I would not. If she's thinking about that, like, avoid it.
At least, though, when you hire an escort, you can ask for a refund.
Yeah, no, did you get your money back?
Did you ask for your money back?
No, I didn't get my money back, no. Because you just don't know what's out there. And at least, I mean, I thought the service was legit. I mean, I know what I'm getting, but you just can't take into account how they're going to act, you know?
All right, so you think it's a bad idea?
I definitely do.
Did you get fired?
I almost did. I mean, I had to, you know, explain, like, apologize to many different people, including my managers and bosses.
All right. Thanks, man. Thanks for the call.
All right. Thanks.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa.
I could have sworn Lee just said he hired an escort for a Christmas party, but maybe I'm dreaming.
No, I think you heard that correctly. Ryan Reynolds, he is promoting his new project, Six Underground, for Netflix. So he's out and about doing his rounds with the media. But him and his wife, Blake Lively, they welcomed a third child, but he is not willing to share the child's name. He says that all the letters in her name are silent, he joked.
Yeah.
Blake and Gwen Stefani just released a brand new song.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's really cute. It's called Nobody But You, and of course, it's New Music Friday.
Okay. first collab, though.
No,
they did another one, I remember.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think they have a Christmas song together, too.
Hmm.
Lizzo is addressing the criticism that she had gotten from showing her bare booty at the Lakers game. And she says that it took her a long time to fall in love with his body, so she's not sorry at all.
Hell yeah. I stay in my own positive.
Yeah.
You know,
so you don't even take it all in?
Well, it's their opinion. So, okay. I mean, it's not for me to really ingest. It's right. for them to express and for me to choose to listen to or not.
So, according to her thinking, if you're happy with your body, just show it. Aren't there laws against guys from doing that?
Yeah.
Like, maybe guys are happy about certain parts of their body, like, right? Clever Trevor, our digital intern's over there shaking his head yes.
Now, here's the thing. She did have a thong on at the game, but I think the issue lied with some of the parents that had kids at the game.
That weren't looking for butt. Yeah, I get it. They were trying to watch a basketball game.
I mean, I get both sides of it, so I'm like, I'm happy for Lizzo that she loves her body so much and she has so much body positivity that she's willing to do that. I just don't know that a NBA game with lots of kids in the audience is the proper place. But hey,
really?
You can also go on Instagram and scroll through and you're going to see the same stuff. So, I mean, maybe it's a conversation you just have to have with your kids. I don't know. I'm not at that point in my parenting where I have to deal with that yet.
I already DM'd Lizzo and told her we should look into starting the Buttsketball League where all the players wear thongs and play hoops. Yeah,
I like it. All right, that's your dirty for now.
All right, let's play Can't Beat the Rin. 704-570-9595. Call now. Take the Rin out.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren.
Oh, ring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
Annette in Belmont, welcome to the Manny, Ryan, Loren Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. You are playing Can't Beat Loren today. Let's see if we can kick off your weekend with a win.
Yeah.
Throw her out of the studio, Annette.
Loren, get out of the studio.
I'm going.
All right, Loren is putting her headphones down. She's walking out of the studio, and she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
Selena Gomez's new CD is going to be out January 10th. She just released her track list, finally. And we already know two of the songs on the album, which seem to be about her ex-boyfriend who's now married to Hailey Baldwin. Who is that?
Justin Bieber.
Forbes just released their list of the top 100 most powerful women. One woman who made the list is Serena Williams. She's known for playing what sport?
Tennis.
This TikTok singer just dropped new music today, and we're loving it. What's her name?
Kesha.
Jessica Biel has been through a lot in the past 2 weeks with her husband, but he just got back to Insta. She just got back to Insta, and she's looking really happy. Who is her husband?
Justin Timberlake.
And question five, Ryan Reynolds just had his third child. Though we know it's a girl, he won't tell us the baby's name. Who is Ryan's baby's baby mama?
Blake Lively.
Good job. Come on in.
This is awesome, Loren. Annette got them all correct, which means we won't tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end.
Okay.
I can't guarantee you're going to get all right.
Oh, come on.
Pretty tough day.
Selena Gomez's new CD is going to be out January 10th, and she's finally released her track list. We already know two songs on the album. They seem to be about her ex-boyfriend who's now married to Hailey Baldwin. Who is that?
Justin Bieber.
Forbes just released their list for the most 100 influential women. One woman who made the list was Serena Williams. She's known for playing what sport?
Tennis.
Question three. This TikTok singer just dropped new music today, and we're loving it. Three. Two.
A TikTok singer?
One.
Oh, Kesha! Oh my god, I thought you meant TikTok like the social media TikTok. I didn't know you meant TikTok the song. It's Kesha! Oh my gosh!
I'm
thinking like YouTube stars. TikTok is now big. Like, who's on TikTok?
Listen, you got it in right at the time. I'll give it to you. We'll get good points.
Everybody okay?
Okay.
Jeez, this baby's wrecking your emotions.
Mommy brain at the best.
She thought it was the end.
All right, we're not done. Let's focus. Annette and Belmont's waiting.
All right,
question
all right,
four.
I'm
Jessica Biel has been through a lot the past 2 weeks with her husband, but she just got back on Insta and is looking really happy. Who is her husband?
Justin Timberlake.
And question five. Ryan Reynolds just had his third child. Though we know it's a girl, he's not telling us the baby's name. Uh-huh. Who is his baby mama?
Blake Lively.
That's so funny. All right, final score 5-5. It's a tie.
Annette.
That's funny.
That is so funny. I'm sorry. Annette, it is a tie. You know what we want to hear before we let you go on this Friday?
Yes, this is Annette from Belmont. I can't beat
Lorenz,
but I can tie her.
Oh, thanks for playing, Annette. Thanks for the good laugh this morning, y'all.
TikTok cap singer.
What? I could have said the singer of the song.
You should have said the TikTok. Song. You should have said the song TikTok.
Not well, Annette didn't.
I know. I'm sorry. It right. I know. But TikTok, we've been starting TikTok in here. It's been on my brain. We just started one. Follow us on TikTok.
And evidently, you can now become a TikTok app singer. So, listen, we got to get to, speaking of Kesha and TikTok, that's a good old throwback. We got to get to your favorite throwbacks with the legendary Friday free-for-all.
We're going to do that. Plus, we're going to tell you how you can wear an MRL show member proudly. We'll tell you exactly what we're talking about in about 4 minutes.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So Lori Loughlin is not happy with her daughter, Olivia Jade. She is the YouTube star who the whole family is in trouble for the college admission scandal. And Lori and her husband are facing jail time if they're found guilty. But I guess Lori asked Olivia not to acknowledge or do anything controversial before the trial, which was, please do not go back on YouTube. Well, Olivia did that, and she went on YouTube to say that she wasn't, quote-unquote, legally able to talk on anything. But Lori has seen that as a huge betrayal of trust. Ooh. And now there is the family is about to fall apart, insiders say.
Does the family not know that YouTube is a thing of the past and TikTok is the place to be now?
Mm-hmm. Like, TikTok is so big that I misunderstood a Can't Beat Lorraine question
today. I know. So many people texted me and said that I should have said the song TikTok.
I know. You know what? Okay. It really wasn't your fault. I have mommy brain, clearly.
Hold on. Can you say that one more time without the music playing?
No.
It wasn't my fault?
No.
I just saved this in my system.
No, forever. It's gone. I'm sorry. Just enjoy the one time you heard it. Post Malone is getting deeper into movies. Apparently, he is taking his acting career very seriously, and he'll be starring opposite of Jason Statham in an upcoming unnamed action film.
Cool.
He's been seen filming in Los Angeles, but at this point, the rapper's character is unknown.
Listen, Post, we love your acting and stuff. It's not that. It's kind of put a lot of makeup on you for this character. You know, specifically around the face.
Specifically around
here. We gotta hide the scribbles.
Did somebody write on you? All right, Justin Bieber. He's got new music coming out in 2020. And we knew he was working on new music because he wanted that 20 million likes on Instagram. And he would release his album before the end of the year. Well, he didn't get that. So now we have to wait until 2020, people. The album is pretty much finished. And it'll be out soon. Early 2020 is what he's saying. And he's very excited not only to get new music out there, but also to get back out on the road. He wants to go back out on tour.
Hey, is the audio of the Peloton girl meeting Ryan Reynolds any good?
It's just him talking about... Yeah, we can play it, though. So if you missed it, Ryan Reynolds sent the Peloton girl who received a Peloton from her husband for Christmas. It's just a commercial.
But she was shamed for being in shape and she didn't need the Peloton bike. It was a whole thing.
I think it was more about the husband. The problem was that people were saying the husband gave her a Peloton bike and she was already pretty thin to begin with, and then she went on this weight loss journey. Whoa. I think everyone made a lot of story up in their head, because guess what? I've asked for a Peloton for Christmas too, and I don't think I'm going to get it, but if I got it, I would be really excited.
And I said, can we just send her a year's supply of gin? She doesn't have to film herself. And then that sort of evolved from there. That, you know, you see how it all sort of, everything is sort of divisive these days. Well, we had this thought that we could do this ad without contributing to that divide, yes, without really vilifying anybody, just sort of commenting on this.
And that's nice of Ryan Reynolds to give her another commercial.
Yeah, and it was a pretty funny clip. I'm sure we have it up. We'll retweet it at the MRL show.
What's trending? What's hot? What does everyone need to get their hands on? What does Loren like today?
All right. If you've got a man, you got to buy for the holidays. If you've missed the man crates, it's perfect for any occasion. But if your husband loves bourbon.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
And if he loves, there's so many different themes to it. And it comes in this crate that they have to like kind of pry open with a crowbar, which is fun for them. But it's the perfect man package for the holidays. And
yeah, because guys love having to open up their package with a crowbar, Lauren.
It's fun for them. Dallas would get a huge kick out of this. Especially if there was bourbon inside.
That's,
are you kidding me?
I'd be running it over with my car because I wouldn't be able to find my crowbar.
I have seen like some really creative ways the guys have opened it, and like they're just fun.
Yeah. Okay. Go check that out at kiss951.com. We love showing you behind the scenes here on the Manny, Roy, and Loren show, and we're going to show you something, actually play some audio for you. We had one job. They said, hey, MRL, can you do an on-hold message? And we did it. And they said, you can ad-lib. Oh, we ad-libbed, all right. Wait till you hear this. We're going to play it for you in less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Whenever you ask the Manny, Roy, and Loren show to do something, stick to the script, and then also they say, you can ad-lib.
We take advantage of the ad-libbing part. On why we went to a basement here at the radio station, find out next.
Please, sir, I want some more.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
So we got this email from our production department, and evidently, I love it when I find out there's so much more that goes on here that I'm unaware of. We have a whole website called AdvertiseInCharlotte.com, which I never knew existed. And it's, we have our sales team, and they're called the AdvertiseInCharlotte.com sales team. So we evidently are going to have some phone line where people call in to speak to the AdvertiseInCharlotte.com sales team. And when they be placed on hold, we got to have some form of hold music. Now, instead of doing the cheesy piano music, you know, the boring, you know, crap like this.
Yeah.
You know, hi, welcome to Beasley Media Group's AdvertiseInCharlotte.com sales team. Please hold.
We also got the holiday stuff for you.
Yeah. Well, we decided to put a little personality behind it. We were told we were able to ad-lib, quote-unquote.
So producer Nicole said, hey, during commercial, why don't you cut the on-hold message and then send it off to production? And, of course, we took it in a different direction.
This is what the production department wanted us to say. Hey, it's the Manny, Roy, and Loren show from Kiss95.1. We look forward to hearing from your business. We look forward to hearing your business on the radio. A member of our AdvertiseInCharlotte.com team will pick up at any second.
And here's what we did.
Hey, you. I didn't know you were there.
It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show from Kiss95.1.
And we look forward to hearing your business on the radio.
A member of our AdvertiseInCharlotte.com team will pick up the phone any second now. Like, it could happen right now. No, I didn't get cut off, and because they picked up the phone, they still haven't picked up.
Wait, we have an AdvertiseInCharlotte.com team?
We do.
Where do they hide these people?
I don't know. Hopefully they find a phone soon and pick this up.
I think everyone's in the basement.
We have a basement?
I've never noticed this door before.
Oh my gosh. This is the basement.
All right, guys, close the door, Loren. I'll be scared.
Oh, sorry.
Now we're back live. Now, mind you, this is an on-hold message.
It's turned into a whole skit.
So you called to advertise, and while you're waiting, you get this.
All right, follow me. Somebody put their iPhone light on. Okay. It's dark in here.
I got it.
Oh, so many cobwebs. Oh. Does the AdvertiseInCharlotte.com team ever clean the hallway?
I didn't even know that there was a basement down here.
Just keep going.
Oh, look at that. Look at all these people.
Wow, you guys do exist. By the way, someone's on hold. Come back upstairs with me and answer the phone.
It's really important that you guys pick up their phone call. They want to advertise on the Manny, Roy, and Loren show. Good to see everyone. Bye.
All we do is cheer. All right, let's walk back up the steps.
We're going the wrong way.
Which way is this now?
This is the wrong hallway.
How do you know?
Well, now we're lost. This is so great. There's
what
nothing
was that?
Funny about this.
Hopefully someone picks up this phone so we can stop this ridiculous thing. Thanks for choosing to advertise with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Oh, believe me. They probably hung up a long time ago.
We'll take our Marconi.
Ta-da!
Could you imagine if that is a hold message?
People would be like, what am I listening to right now? But that's the nonsense that goes on in the studio between commercials. Like, sometimes there's a whole skit that breaks out in here.
Nonsense?
That's
wonderful
good.
Production.
Let me tell you something. If I caught a company and that was the on hold, I would be happy. I would be satisfied. I would want to stay on hold.
You going to send that producer, Nicole?
I have no words.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Kiss 95.1. We are the Manny Roy and the Ren Morning Show.
So, Loren, there's tons of things that women can do that guys can't.
Yes.
I mean, the list is very, very long.
Multitask is probably number one.
That's probably number one. And definitely number 1A is something called the chair challenge.
Mm-hmm.
What is this?
So it's been going viral, and it's apparently something that women can do but men cannot do. And it's when you stand like facing the wall, you take two steps back, and then you place your head, the top of your head.
So you go down almost in like a pecking, like a duck pecking.
Yeah, so you're in like an L position, right?
Okay.
With your head on the wall. Then you're supposed to pick up whatever chair is under you to, like, pick it up to your chest.
Just a chair, your average chair.
Yep, nothing heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're supposed to be able to stand up. Well, women can stand up, but men cannot.
This viral challenge shows woman after woman being able to do it and man after man failing.
Yes. And so we were trying it in here a little bit ago. And the results are crazy to me.
Make sure you head over to kiss951.com to see if Loren is able to do it and how bad I failed at the chair challenge. That and shock collar trivia comes up after 9 on the Manny Roy and Loren Show.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss95.1.
We were bummed out. We had our Christmas party on Wednesday night. And if you're listening to the Manny Roy and Loren Show on Wednesday, at this time we were freaked out because we didn't have a game pick to play with our clients. And No Limit Larry and Power 98, the Madhouse, they had a good game plan. They were going to do Guess the Ho. They had different celebrities, ho, ho, ho. But we never played any games at our Christmas party.
No, no, we didn't.
So we have all these questions. And we were going to play Shock Collar Trivia, Loren.
Yeah. Well, we ended up finding the shock collar. If you were listening earlier in the week, we had lost it at the Christmas party, along with furry handcuffs and the picture of my sonogram, which was awkward when somebody found it.
But it got found and sent back to us.
Yeah.
So, Roy, we sat in here, we go, we want to play shock collar trivia, and we usually pick a name out of the hat to see who's going to get shocked. But Roy was a team player. He goes, I'll do it.
I'll do it. Lauren's pregnant. She can't do it, and I don't want to run the buttons, so...
Test it to make sure it works.
No,
turn it up or down.
To be fair, turn it up by like two notches.
Okay.
So it actually hurts me when we do this.
I don't want it to hurt, just the jolt.
You know. Well, that's why I can.
All right, test it.
Okay.
All right.
It works.
All right.
It works.
Shock collar trivia. Here we go, Roy. Everyone knows the answer to this question. Rudolph, of course, is the most famous reindeer. Can you name all the other reindeer?
This is easy. Dasher, Prancer. You know, Dasher, Prancer, Vixen, Cupid, Donner, Dixon, Blitzen.
I don't think Dixon is one.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Do you know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer
Dixon?
And Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Dick Blitzen? Dixon. Am I not
Vixen.
Right?
Vixen. And get this, y'all. It's not Donner. It's Donder with a D.
Oh,
Donder?
Really?
Shock him.
No. Don't go. Oh, my God. What a holiday shock.
The only thing I hate about the shock collar is it doesn't make noise.
I know.
We used to do taser trivia, but the taser's not charged. Okay. Question number three. I'm sorry, question number two, Roy, out of three.
Mm-hmm.
Bing Crosby has the biggest selling Christmas single of all time, with more than 100 million copies sold and even more than that downloaded. What song is that?
It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas.
You sure about that?
I feel like this is like Can't Beat Loren on steroids.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah?
You answer pretty confidently.
Beginning.
What? That is incorrect. It's White Christmas.
Oh, sorry, buddy. Are you ready?
Nice.
Here comes your shock. 3, 2, 1.
What's it feel like?
It takes the breath from you. It's like everything closes for a brief moment. Okay.
In 1851, this man hauled two sleds loaded with trees from the Catskills to the streets of New York and opened the first retail tree lot in the United States in 1851. That man's name is?
Everyone knows the answer to this.
You're such a jerk. I'm going to go with Mark Cuban. He's a successful guy. Maybe he did it.
In the 1800s?
No, okay.
I'll 1800s. Tell you what. You got the first name right.
Really?
Did I really?
It's Mark Carr.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Was... That's pretty close.
Give him a shot.
All right.
Shot trivia.
3, 2, 1. Sorry, buddy.
The video will be up at kiss951.com. Oh, good job,
thank
Roy.
You. I don't know that thing.
Donder, though. That's interesting.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.